This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Woo!
That was awesome.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Leslie Pops introducing this week's Christmas Potty.
I really like looking over there at Danny's couch with Leslie there instead.
Let's do a hives check. Are the hives forming?
Yes,
she got a little bit.
She was holding her hives before she sung that song.
You guys that know and love our Leslie know that when she gets on the mic, she develops some hives just for you guys because she loves you so much, the hives pop out.
Mm-hmm. But I do love that song. What's your favorite Christmas carol?
My favorite Christmas carol is a cross between Fall on Your Knees.
Whoa, I love it.
Or,
which is Oh Holy Night.
Did You Know?
But that's too modern.
But
Silent Night is the best. We've had this conversation
before. It came upon a midnight.
I'll be a good singer then.
No. I'm just singing the one line like you, show off.
Yeah, but mine wasn't good.
But I don't even know what the song is then.
I'll keep going, Serene. Yeah.
That glorious song of all. Of angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Wow!
Oh, the has-beens.
My podcast is almost the best of
all
time.
Clap for the has-beens. I went a little off in a couple of places.
Yeah, and mine was like really scratch her out of the box.
But I have hives and goosebumps and tears all at the same time.
That's sweet. Leslie, you started us into it. Well, it is the potty before Christmas, like the night before Christmas. And I want to just declare there shall be no meat.
Yes, there shall be no meat.
Because you're too busy right now doing all that you're doing to concentrate on us bringing you a big teaching moment.
No, I ain't got nothing in
You're, me.
The sellotape, is that what they call it here in America? The sellotape?
No.
Scotch tape.
The scotch tape? Do they? That could be English.
Serene and I, can we pull Pearl up for crinkling wrapping paper? Ooh. Like if Serene was really doing loud that, you'd be in so Pearl. Much trouble.
That was annoying
myself.
Well,
anyway, there's sellotape. Do you call it scotch tape, John? What do you call it? Wrapping tape.
Sellotape.
Wrapping tape will be too loud. And we'll say some poignant, amazing thing that took time to think up and they wouldn't even get it, right? Because they're rapping.
Serene, that's a bad excuse. It's because we've got nothing. We're too busy right
now.
Yeah,
we got nothing.
Everyone's too busy right a few days before Christmas.
It's a busy season.
Yeah.
And so we thought.
I don't even have my presents brought.
Well, are you physically, have you shifted to online purchases or are you still
I've got
in
a
shopping?
Lot of onliners that are not even coming on the 25th.
Yeah, they're too late. I've got some too late ones too. Mm.
And my husband's in town right now.
Buying the rest of them. Because you and I went to get your stocking stuffers. Serene and I went to Costco so she could get all her children's stocking stuffers. You see, because her children are at Tough Camp Allison Home every day of the year. Where they eat certain things. They eat trimmy bisques, big cauldrons, you know, where Serene dons her little cauldron outfit and makes trimmy bisques that lasts them all
big
week.
Big soups in another.
She has homemade bread. Now, this is all delicious, by the way. Homemade bread, oatmeal in the morning, rice and beans.
Homemade bread sounds boring.
No,
tell
it's
it like
delicious.
It is.
It's artesian sourdough, grain homemade bread. Then you've got rice and bean fry-ups. Now, that's your basic diet. You also have raw
Heaps
milk,
eggs,
kefir,
omelet.
And eggs. Now, that right there, what I just said, is
you
what
You might
if,
find some cheese.
Let me do it.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, I'm describing your home the way I see it. So that's your basics of your food. All her children grow up that way, and I think it's yummy.
You can do her.
I do heaps of salad.
You do, but your children kind of don't eat a lot of it. That's their food. I'm just trying to say that's their
food.
No,
they're welcome to it. It's always there.
So that's what they get. So then yesterday, so each year, Serene fills their Christmas stockings with not presents. Don't you? I'm describing it. Don't you try and talk. But with food. All the things that are like healthy crap food.
Yes, healthy crap.
Healthy crap.
Organic crap.
Organic crap.
Goldfishes and...
So it's like all the bars they normally wouldn't get to eat, all the fruit leather roll-ups that say organic, all the lollipops that say organic.
Everything that says organic on it.
But they have fruit juices in them.
And they have organic cane sugar.
Right.
Yeah, it's still crap.
There's still no like.
But they're chill, and then
somehow I know they're not going to hell still. Yeah.
But then she buys them underwear, all the things she doesn't buy during their underwear and socks. So they open.
Toothpaste.
So the things that a parent should normally buy a child, like toothbrushes, underwear, and socks, she gives to them in their stocking, and they think that it is the world's best present
because their stocking is a huge California King. Pillowcase. We used to have pillowcases. Huge. You got to buy some underwear and socks to fill that thing.
Yeah, but you've got your children tricked. This is a thing. They thank you and cry on their knees because you gave them pencils for school. Cry. Tears.
Yes. It's a California King suitcase and it's filled and it's all wrapped with glitter.
I am 39 years old and every Christmas I rely on my mom to send to me my pants and socks.
Yeah, and you must be an English thing.
We grew up with pants and socks. What are you talking about? I learned it from my mom.
Yeah, it's true.
We got underwear.
I remember somehow thinking because we opened them on Christmas that they were special underwear.
And that's what I brought my brothers. I remember I only could afford it. I spent all day. That's why Windex smells like Christmas, even though it's chemicals, because I spent all day washing the windows to get money for Christmas presents. And then I go buy underwear. And when I heard that my brothers, they were the first of our family to come to America, when I heard they were going to come to America one day, that last Christmas, I brought them American flag underwear. And we still have the picture of them with their jeans, with their American like tighties over top of their jeans.
So you passed down mom's, I guess, legacy of giving underwear as presents. You passed that to your children. Now, why didn't I? I should have tricked them.
What's in your Christmas stockings, Pearl?
Well, I don't do them anymore because my children have all... gone out. But I used to give some I was going to call it Christian crap, but a healthy crap. A healthy crap and some books. Yes, John?
I have an idea.
Yes.
What if we go around the room?
Yes.
Even those sitting in the corner.
Yes.
Like Ben and Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Why don't we all recount our most precious Christmas memory?
Ooh, oh, that's precious.
That's a goodie.
Because Sovereign Danny, John, you'll notice Danny's today. Not here, right?
Well, let's be honest. The reason we're doing this podcast this way is because Danny overslept and he should have been here an hour ago. But maybe we got to do this. We're on a schedule.
Maybe it was supposed to be that he wasn't here. Yeah,
maybe he was doing like was up to all hours wrapping stocking gifts.
He was
for his many children.
Yeah.
Or maybe he wasn't. Maybe he just overslept.
Most special and. You,
John, do you
our
have one?
Special bestie listening.
Could you start us off, John?
We want to hear yours too, but we
and
can't.
I overslept this morning too. I got up super late. Sam almost missed the executive meeting, THM meeting this morning, because we watched Hallmarks.
All night.
Christmas Hallmarks.
Sappy. Can't do it. Okay.
Well, I want to tell you before we say the memories that it works though, because my son just got married, right? And that's why we're so busy and don't have any meat to bring today, because we just put on a wedding with our fellow in-laws. And the in-laws were just a nice little stricty family and there was to be no kissing till the altar, right?
Yeah, they didn't want their daughter to kiss until marriage.
Right, and my son was like, okay, respect the father-in-law, wonderful. So he did. But boy, that kiss was a goodie.
Charlie elbowed me like, now you may kiss the bride. He's like, he's done that before. I don't believe it.
And guess what? Kissing. He hadn't done before, but the training camp at Serene's house with the Hallmarks, it paid off.
Training camp.
I said to Serene, because I called her afterwards and I said, the kiss, he must have been practicing. She's like, that was Serene's training school of Hallmarks. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Most special memory? I'll go with mine. Growing up, I can't think of one present that was the most special memory, but the anticipation was the special memory for me. Waking up on Christmas morning back in New Zealand, I just have this strong memory. I was like, it was still dark out, but you know, when you're little, you wake up early. And I would go out into the living room and there would be presents under the tree and just the magic of this day of days. Somehow there was something electric and magical about them. And I'd just stare at it and then just wait. And every minute seemed like an hour. But there was a special feeling. As I got older, the specialness, maybe it stayed for you, Serene, but this thing that I had as a child left. But it was a little tangible feeling in my cells that now we can maybe get hints and glimpses of, but I do believe it was something in the quantum world coming up inside me that was Christmas.
Well, that's,
that I could feel.
That's why the kingdom of God is for
the children.
The children lead us into the way of that, because there's something just special about the way that they don't like adult down excitement.
No, but you always ask me, are you excited about Christmas? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that would be nice for the children, but I don't feel it. I don't feel it, Serene, but it was something I could literally feel.
Yes, same with me. And I'll go next so we can keep the best to last, because my memory is going to be similar to yours. But it's just like I couldn't believe the luck, the blessing that I got to Christmas Eve. Yeah. Like Christmas Eve was finally here. It was just the hugest thing. And I remember we would all go down to the beach.
Oh, that's when we lived in Australia.
Yes,
yeah.
We lived in Australia. But these are some of my best memories, because it was my childhood memories. We'd all go down to the beach, and every church, and there's not many of them because it's Australia's atheistic, right, would meet at one end of the beach, and they'd all get palm branches and they would all like sing Christmas carols and walk all the way up to the main kind of center of the square, whatever it was called, Surfers Paradise. But it was a good probably 45-minute walk, right? And then we'd all go home to our homes, and then mum would start wrapping the presents for the big pillowcase stocking that we got, right? And I could hear sellotape.
Her door would be closed.
And while that was happening, mum would always allow us to eat the Christmas cake that had plenty of brandy in it, soaked dried fruit with brandy, right?
Yes, we got
a
little bit of brandy.
Christmas cake. And we would be watching on the telly, Australian telly, the big live show in Sydney of all the stars singing the Christmas carols. There was something about it, right? Something about it. And then I'd go to bed and all those carols would be in my head, and I couldn't sleep because I would just be, my brain would be on replay. And then I'd get up, and then our sister Van, she would forget that it was Christmas. She'd always say happy birthday to everybody. Remember she would do that? She'd say, happy birthday. Oh, sorry, Merry Christmas. But I just remember it was just so amazing. And it was boiling hot and we were sweating, and Australian homes don't have any air conditioning at the time. But we would open all the side doors and let all the breeze in, and my mum would be cooking the full thing, the full English, you know, because Australia's under the Commonwealth. So we'd have the plum duff, you know, with the coins in it and everything. And
we
the roast.
We did do the turkey though. That's American.
We did not do the turkey.
But what do you think is the English meat? Because I've
the
been...
lamb.
Okay.
Yeah, we did lamb. But did mum also do a turkey or did...
Chicken.
Chicken.
Not
I'm
turkey.
Sorry. It wasn't turkey,
chicken.
People.
No, turkey.
Two
That's
chickens
American.
And a lamb.
Two chickens and a lamb. And mint sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And peas. Mm. And mashed potatoes always.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they might have been
Sprouts.
Roasted. Yeah, yeah,
yours
yeah.
Yours is good, but it's going on long. We need to go.
Oh, yeah. I okay. But really it was good. Boiling hot. And then you're so sweaty. You're singing Dreaming of a White Christmas and you all jump in the pool.
That's true. That's how
because
you
in Australia, just for like anyone that may not know, it's
your
summer.
Summer.
And during winter.
And
so
I
like
just want
not one sausage of snow.
Not one sausage of snow. And I want to say one more
and
thing
you,
about the way that Australia's
snow,
got it right.
Really, yeah.
Australia's got it right because their summer holidays for school where you get your most big vacation, that's out what we call our Christmas holidays. We don't get none of this week and a half off like Americans. We
Eight
got
weeks.
The full 2 months. That was our Christmas holidays because the new year, we did it right. See, when we went back to school.
Yeah, but Serene, they do it here in the summer so you can have summertime. Yeah, that was our summertime.
No, I know, but wasn't it fantastic?
Yes, it was.
That it was at Christmas time. So you blamed it on Christmas. You got those holidays and all the
fun Christmas
time
holidays.
Because it was jolly well Christmas.
Yeah.
So Christmas got the blame for the fun. And then when the new year came, your new year of school started with the new year and it worked out right.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off buy rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
What's yours, Leslie?
Well, since it's not just one, it's like the run through. I'm just going to give my little like night before run through. Because I think there is nothing quite as special as Christmas when you're a child. Like you said, Pearl, like something like it was like physical, like you could just feel the excitement. So excited. Now I'm like, yeah. Are you ready for Christmas?
All the things
gonna,
you have to do.
What are you going to cook? I mean, food. There's going to be food. I mean, you know, I don't know. But Christmas, also Christmas movies are different in England than they are in America. Like I'd never heard of, what's that one? The Christmas Story. Yeah. Like you'll get your eye out, kid, or whatever that one. Like I'd never seen it. Mm-hmm.
And a Wonderful Life. We didn't grow up with that one either.
But like our Christmas movies weren't necessarily Christmas. It was like Oliver Twist was always on. Mary Poppins was always on. Sound of Music was always on. So it was like, it was real feel good movies, but they weren't necessarily like, you know, ridiculously Santa Clausy and like, you know, Hallmark-y. Sorry, Serene. So movies were a huge part of the build up to Christmas. And then we too had to pretend to go to sleep and like not sleep, you know, not sleep at all. It was just my sister and I. And most of the time it was just my mom. My dad traveled a lot for work. And then in our teens, they were separated. But so it was definitely just the three of us mostly. But it was really, it was so special. Like it didn't need to be anything more than that. And mom always, so we would get up so early. Oh my gosh, like 4 o'clock.
Whoa.
And then we'd be like, you know, we'd have to pretend. And then mom would wake up at like 7 or 8 and she'd insist on us having breakfast before we opened any presents. And you know what I feel about breakfast now. Right. I mean, Christmas. And she always used to I hate breakfast. She used to bribe us with a bacon butty. My favorite breakfast, but even on Christmas morning, the bacon butty was a struggle because I was like, which is
what's
just
bacon butty?
Bacon in bread and butter. Butty is sandwich.
Yeah.
B-U-T-T-Y.
Yeah, short for a butty and butter sandwich. Yeah. So a butty.
Yeah. So bacon butty before presents.
Okay, can I just interrupt for a second? Did you grow up too with chips in your sandwich?
Chip
chippy
butty.
Sandwich?
Chip
yeah,
butty.
Chip butty.
We had chip butties, but we didn't call them chips. We call it a chippy sandwich.
Yeah, chippy sandwich. And it was always vinegar, salt and vinegar chippy sandwich. Yeah.
And then chicken. Like half an hour away, it's a chip bomb. Like within England, like just one town away, they've got their whole new... Anyway, that's...
Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
Bacon butty, chip butty. And presents were a plenty. But let me tell you, nothing. Like we would have 20 or 30 presents, but it would be like... Like underwear, you know, like it was so good. Like I didn't want a main present. Like I want, it was so, like just so
Bitsy.
Much stuff. It wasn't, it didn't even matter what was in it. It was just the whole process. And we had to take turns, me and then my sister,
your
then
turns.
Me and then my sister.
A sock was wrapped
like,
up.
What? Yay.
Turns are the best.
But yeah, and it didn't, it wasn't monetary or like huge, showy, anything. It was just like, it was practical, a lot of practical stuff and a lot of, you know, it's just small things.
Always get a hairbrush too.
Yeah, I need a hairbrush.
One thing I have to say, and this is what we did, I did carry on because when we were giving out presents and we all gave them to each other and then mom and dad gave them to us growing up, but I loved this and I made sure because my husband was like, oh, you just rush under and you all open it once. And I'm like, but that's not what we did, honey. Please, let's do it my way. You know how you give and take when you're married. Like, we'll do that your way. How about this my way? So we got my way, which is everyone waits and everyone sees what someone brought for the other person, the whole
Even
family.
Even if it's a baby pack of
raisins. It doesn't matter. They all have to watch and have it opening and then
the
like
thing.
Clap.
Yeah, clap and then they do their bow.
Yes. And it's so great.
Or try it on.
Yeah, yes, it takes forever.
Take a picture with the giver.
Yeah, it takes forever, but it's so fun.
It's so fun.
And when you have a super, super large family, we still insist on it, right?
Oh, yours
you start
must
from
go
the youngest
hours.
In the family, you go all the way up the line till the 12th child or something, and you watch each tiny
Ooh,
little thing.
That's a lot for Ooh, your family.
Yeah, but that's a good lesson in patience.
It is.
And, and like, you know.
And we got to take breaks too. Mm-hmm. Okay, enough presents.
Yeah.
We don't want to get it too used to it.
Well,
so
with
we
a large
breaks.
Family, you'd have to take breaks. Yeah.
So we would do Christmas dinner. Definitely a chicken, definitely a lamb, mint sauce, of course. We would have roasted Brussels sprouts, my favorite. Cauliflower cheese.
Cauliflower cheese was a big one.
Roast potatoes and mashed potatoes. Yes.
And your mum would cook that all for just you three?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And actually, Sunday, it was kind of a Sunday dinner. Like, it's not unusual for an English family to sort of have a version of that every Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
Just, you know. Anyway, so we would eat and then we would watch mom movies. And then my mom always insisted, and I think I've talked about this before, we would always walk the dogs around the block. And it was cold and we didn't wanna, you know, just like,
Oh my goodness. Somebody just walked in.
I was in the middle of my story.
You're breaking in on Leslie's story, you fruitcake.
Somebody's late.
He looks like the Fraser guy from Seinfeld more than ever
and
right now.
Danny Valdez has entered the room.
We're going to get back to Leslie.
Do not let him. No,
children. We're getting back to you. Children. No, Leslie, you come share my mic right now.
When daddy's late for dinner, you don't eat dinner without daddy. Okay? You wait for daddy. And daddy's here.
Daddy wasn't late for dinner. Daddy overslept.
Did you speed? Did you speed? Because your hair looks like you've been speeding 100.
Yeah, that is. It's sexy Kramer because
Danny,
look at his hair.
It was a pleasure filling your seat.
Leslie, you talk about your dog walk and you hated it, but and then Daddy's going to sit down.
Arms, and mom made us like unit link arms either side, and it was cold, and she would ask us like, you know, deep questions, but not like, you know, nothing crazy, but just, you know, I can't even think of an example, but it always felt like, and then we ended up having like always a really meaningful conversation walking around the block once a year, you know.
What a precious mom. Yeah. What a precious mom to do that for just the two of you.
Yes.
And I've met your mom and I can see that.
There was thought
that went into that.
Leslie's mom is like Leslie. They're moms to everybody. Their hugs say, I will never leave you. Their hugs are the best hugs in the world.
So Danny, while you were away, we decided to go around the room and share our favorite Christmas memories, but because you're unprepared, we'll let John go and then you can
And
go.
Then when you sit down, the first thing you say on a mic, Danny?
He was late for breakfast too because he looks like he's about to eat.
You have to still introduce the show. Halfway through. Okay, John, John?
Yes. All right. Little backstory. My
next up is John.
Thank you, Danny. My favorite person in the whole world was my grandma Gusty, my father's mother. She's long since passed away. And her birthday, she was just huge influential figure in my life. And her birthday was December 24th. So Christmas Eve was her birthday. And it was always a super special day for me because it was my grandma's birthday. Let's see. The year was 2001. 2001 was a really rough year for me. I went through a divorce, found myself a single father, raising a boy by myself, had a beautiful group of friends that kind of gathered around me and helped that, just helped get me through the year. But on December 24th, 2001, it was about 7 p.m. at night. Sun had gone down, and I turned and I asked Dawn to marry me.
Oh,
yeah!
Wow!
And so yeah,
that's
and
so on your grandma's birthday.
On my grandma's birthday. Aww. Yeah, and it was kind of a spur. The last thing, again, I had just come through a divorce, so the last thing I was wanting was to get involved in a whole other relationship. But Dawn was a dear, dear friend, and she was just there. Like through that whole process, and it was a really special evening, and I wanted to close the year out on a high note, and that was just
spur
of the
moment. So you hadn't pre-planned this; it just happened.
It was one of the most impulsive, and could have been one of the worst impulse decisions that I made, but it turned out to be one of the best.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So every Christmas Eve, I'm kind of like, yay, grandma.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's hands down my most favorite.
That's beautiful.
Christmas memory.
So beautiful.
And now Danny has to top it.
Dan.
I'm supposed to follow that.
Christmas is in the house for Daddy.
I mean, that's like Ace of Spades. Christmas memory. I'm like, we open presents sometimes.
Well, you kind of miss mine, which was pretty epic too, but John's won, but
what
still.
Was yours?
Oh, it was just, you'd have to listen to it again.
There's a bunch of English memories, you know, Commonwealth memories and
Serene's
and
was pretty good too.
You know, I didn't bring any meat with it at all.
We're trying not to bring any meat on this Christmas podcast, Danny. It's all fluff.
I mean, I'm going to really blow it. I mean, my most vivid Christmas memory is Daddy pushing Mommy down the stairs. I mean.
Oh, really?
I mean, if we want to be real and vulnerable.
No, he does get depressed when he talks about Christmas always. But remember the other time we said the things that you are doing for your children now? Like
everyone's whispering over there now that I said that.
No, it's probably real.
It's actually real.
It's real. We know, you know the way Danny was raised. He is a triumph of grace right here.
Yeah, you had how many dads, Danny?
Like four or so.
Four to six.
But you know, I remember we had a party and you do have, you've been diagnosed with the ADHD, so that's why you're late, but it's why you also might have forgotten this.
I literally thought I was leaving on time. and I asked my son as I'm heading out the door in success, what time is it? And he's like, it's 1 o'clock. And I was like, how? Guys, I've been in a weird place today.
Have you?
Like a time warp.
It's okay, Dan, but I want to remind you of this. You were saying to us on a previous party, you know, my kids get invited to all these big, rich Franklin parties and Christmases, and all the houses are huge and they're decked out and the parties are epic and people, you know, the parents pay big money to have them done. And here I am, and on Christmas morning, I'm like, hey, kids, hey, you want Dad to make you some pancakes? And I'm feeling like a big jerk, like I can't compare. And Serena and I said, that's the best. That is the best. And that's kind of what we've been saying here today. We don't remember one big present. No. We don't remember any big things. We remember nothing but the atmosphere.
In fact, can I interrupt? Dad would always say to us, well, you know, when we grew up, he said, the thing that you would remember when I'd say, what did you get for Christmas this year? You know, just to see what we would say. And he'd be like, we'd be like, a box of raisins.
Yeah.
We didn't remember the BMX bike.
Yeah.
We didn't remember that. You know, it was like the little tangerines and the stockings or something like that, we would say.
I have a question for you guys on that because, I mean, the Above Rubies magazine didn't do what the Trim Healthy Mama book did. Like, it was this magazine that they did out of
passion. You mean my mom's magazine? Yeah.
Your mom's magazine. Yeah. So I don't imagine that you guys grew up with like loads of cash. You weren't like a rich family.
No, we were
right?
poor. Dad was on a pastor's salary, like one income, and he didn't get a lot.
And how
many sometimes
kids?
I remember my mom praying for vegetables. And then the miracle was a fruit truck. We'd call them fruit trucks in Australia, and they'd go around delivering to the little fruit markets. Because in Australia, you had. Towards the end of our stay in Australia, you got the big grocery stores, but we also still had the little, the meat market, the fruit market. They're all separate little stores. And so the fruit truck would come by going to the fruit market. And she remembers a few cabbages rolling off. And we weren't always that bad, but there was times.
And how many kids?
Six.
Six. And did you guys
But we lived in a mansion.
Well, it wasn't a mansion. It wasn't a mansion, Serene. We thought it was. It was on a canal. It had four bedrooms.
It was like
2,000 square feet.
It had a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
It was 2,000 square feet.
It was huge
but
to me.
But we lived in it for free because our dad, some missionary person who was like, loved our dad and was quite wealthy, let us live there. But apart from that, we had no money.
Did you guys open lots of presents?
Yeah, lots of little ones. And that's
but
what we were talking
about.
But there
were lots of little ones.
Little ones, like box of raisins.
See, that's my strat. Not that I'm like there anymore, you know what I mean? But I'm still there mentally. You know how it is when you're still like scraping the last bit of the peanut butter out of the jar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm mentally there too.
But like we still sort of do that.
No, that's
like,
great.
Like I want, if I could create a river of presents flowing out from the tree and they're all like head tickler, like dollar store.
Yes, the dollar store's brilliant.
But look, I got a secret too. You can get a $10 basketball and the volume size of the present is very impressive.
Yes.
You know? True. So think about like odd shaped items like a bat. You know?
Yeah.
Like you can get a bat for 25 cents at the dollar store.
You can.
And just wrap it And, you know, depending on the age group, I mean, my 17-year-old's not going to be stoked about a bat. Yeah.
I know, but everything gets wrapped singularly, right, people? Yeah. Like, if you get, like, three coloring in books, you don't stick three together.
No, ma'am.
Three wrapped separately.
Yes, ma'am. We just opened last night. Good. Our kids won't hear this ever. There was this trio of cologne. Yeah. It's like $12, right? At Walmart. It's like the classics. You know what I mean? Like Cool Waters in there and Polo Sport.
For,
you know?
For boys. For teenage boys,
for
yes.
Boys,
but, and oh, you open them and wrap them separately?
For $12, it's in a three pack. But we opened it and we're individually wrapping them in cardboard from the Amazon shipment.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's its own gift.
And they think that it's really
They're
epic.
Good. They got some high-end cologne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They don't need to know what we
And
pay.
If you got it from a special Give Me a Five or some place where it was once $12, but it's now 99 cents, you take the 99 cents price tag off.
If the price is good and you didn't pay it, you leave it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
If the price is bad, you take it off.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
It's a real good strategy.
If it's over 20, you leave it on.
Yeah, even 20.
If it's under 20, you take it off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You take it off.
Yeah, and you sort of wait for them to notice the tag. Yeah. And you kind of sit back like, I did that.
Yeah.
I did this for you.
Or you can mention it. Yeah. It's like, you know, you can just mention it in passing. So, you know, I was able to get that for, you know, did you see that? You see that price? It was a good price for that. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, I'm late. What are all these people doing here?
Oh, this is my friend.
Hi, people.
Well, you know Jeremiah.
I know what the rest of these people are doing. Who's this?
That's my friend Jennifer. She's hanging with me today, so I just brought her along.
Welcome to the THP. I almost ran into her on the way in.
Yeah, you did.
I came in like Kramer and like...
You did.
Angela'd.
But did you say your special memory?
No, because even though you had some tough memories of Christmas...
It doesn't have to be your childhood. It could be now. It could be recent with your family.
My favorite... memories of Christmas upgrade every single year.
Yes.
Like today, this week is my favorite Christmas.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Because I get more.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I did?
Because we were going back in the past and you're actually going into the future.
I do want to
fix up. I do want to fix up my past though in a second after Dan. Okay. So just remind me.
Oh, you had some badness.
No. No, but I just got some stuff to say
about
it.
No, see, we had perfect little Christmas pasts, so we're reflecting on them, but you had bad little Christmas pasts, so you're reflecting on the future.
Do you? And you guys feel magical about Christmas.
No, but I do want to say this. Okay, so I'll just interrupt and say it now. So you said favorite Christmas memories, so I automatically went to childhood, but I do want to say Christmas may not be as like fireworks all lit up with bright colors and every excited little 40 trillion cells in my body, right? But Christmas is deeper to me now. Mm. Like, I don't really care about the glitter and the presents anymore at all. But every single carol that I just love the tune of or was just so exciting to sing, the story has come alive to me. Like, every carol is like, how deep is that? I'm talking the real Christmas carols. I'm not talking about the anything Santa Claus
come
you know.
In town.
No, I'm talking the real carols. I'm like, wow.
Like Mariah
That's
Carey.
A devotion. No, Mariah Carey. No, I'm talking about...
For Christmas. No! Look, listen how deep it is, though. I don't need to hang my stockings there upon the fireplace.
It's deep, Dan. It's deep. It is deep. And I like that, too. But I mean, deeper than that. Like, the story has really come alive. And I don't care if it's... I've heard that it's not the right day.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't even celebrate my own children's birthday on the right day.
Right.
Life gets busy. Sometimes they just have to wait a few weeks.
Yeah.
Right? But, and I know you got to celebrate Christmas all through the year. Jesus, you got to take it along all through the year, not just one day. I know it. But I want to say, Jesus loves feasts too.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really beautiful to go the extra mile, you know, one day a year.
Yes.
Like, of course, every year we celebrate Christ in us, the hope of glory. But one day a year, especially to go beyond extreme and celebration. And I do like I experience within myself that holy hush on Christmas Eve, imagining the darkness that was in the earth, the great darkness until the light of the world came. And every light that's on my Christmas tree, it's no pagan tree to me. Every light that's on the Christmas tree is like I just imagine the quantum light, the huge, vast light out there that no tree, ooh, the billions of trees in all of the nations of the world couldn't contain the light that he brought in. And just every light just is a little shadow of that. And like I've got all the names of Jesus, you know, I'm writing them on the little ornaments all on the tree. So to me, it's become deeper to me. And I love the meaning of Christmas, and I love the family time, and I love the food. So as children, the Christmas was so exciting, you didn't care about the food.
No, that's
true. And family was great and all, but it was all about the glitter and the excitement. So Christmas memories of the past were great, but I'm making new memories now.
Yeah, and I'm glad. I think there's two things I want to say. What you said, Serene, about the quantum world, there came a great light and in the darkness, because that's just huge. That just spoke just a huge things into my soul. Then there came a great light, and Christ, the light of the world, you know, and that's amazing. And since then, all of us are able to be one with the Father, which is just so incredible. But the other thing was, Dan, Serena and I, and even Leslie Pops, even though her family was very different to us, you know, with even a separated family, but your mum made Christmas so special. Serena and I had magical little Christmases, and we all three of us had beautiful memories.
Yes.
But I think a lot of people listening right now may not even identify with us three, but then you come along, it's like, oh yeah, daddy pushing mum down the stairs. That's what I remember. Sometimes Christmas is hard for people, right? It's the hardest time of the year. And so I think it's good to represent all things here, but maybe not to dwell like you are, like Dan, oh, I hate Christmas because, but rather to say every Christmas gets better because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also the opportunity to, like, if you're listening and you don't have traditions, like that's something a lot of people take for granted. I'll get asked, like, what are your traditions? And I'll feel really awkward at a party. Because I mean, my mom took us to my grandparents and we opened presents at my grandparents' house. It's not like I really have all this chaos around Christmas or anything. But, you know, in terms of like when you come from a broken family, you can't really relate to traditions. And one of our biggest struggles, my wife as well, is we get to holidays or things where people do have these like fixed in time and in their history traditions, and we don't have any. And we can tend, if we're not really intentional, to do nothing. And this is just another day that goes by. The problem with that is that's not reality for our children.
Yeah.
And for the people in our life who, you know, do have traditions and are redeeming it. And throughout history, like feasts and new moons and festivals have been super important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I came to right as I was about to toss Christmas out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I came to this idea that in busy life, you do need to set aside special days. Yeah. Special days are helpful, and you can make those special days what you want to make those special days. So instead of, like, you can reinvent something. Like for many people, Christmas is a super painful, frustrating, ain't got no money to do it anyways time. There's a whole song about how certain groups don't celebrate Christmas the same way. It's by Outkast. It's not Players Ball. It's that's the name of it. It's beginning to look a lot like what? Yeah, yeah. There's a Christmas song. There's this rap song or a hip hop song that one of the lines is, ain't no chimneys in the ghetto, so I won't be hanging my socks on no chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this, and they actually, I don't know who did it, but they made the lyrics change for radio and they took out all the anti-Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to the original version, it's this whole, it's not anti-Christmas. It's this attempt to explain, like, hey, there's this whole group out there who's not even doing Christmas, like Silent Night and sleigh bells and like, no one talks about this group, but they're alive here in America, not celebrating Christmas the same way. And so even that's true for so many people. But what I decided to do is like redeem it all and reinvent it and make it like a very powerful time of reconnection with my kids. In fact, it reminds me of a hymn that I want to say for you guys.
Good.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need.
I was getting so ready to open my.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I mean, is this? hear this. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
That's good, Dan. That's
oh, good, Dan. My goodness.
Yeah.
Leslie's saying it has to be the end.
We're going to close with that.